Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, May 12th, and we're back.
Hey.
After, a three-day weekend we had?
Yeah, it was 3 days. Yeah.
We make our holidays here, folks.
We do what we want.
Exactly.
Well, we try.
We say what we want. We do what we want.
I feel like if I said everything I wanted, it would be a totally different show.
Yeah, right. No, but our tagline is we say what we want. You know, I put that up there when we started. And then irreverent, because in the beginning we were really irreverent, you know.
Yeah.
All our shows were like fucking crazy, you know.
Madness.
And then you grow up a little bit.
Yeah, you know? That's fair. We all do, I guess.
Yeah.
So yesterday was Sam's birthday.
Well, the day before.
That's right, because it's not Monday.
Right.
Who knows what fucking day it is?
Exactly.
Jesus.
Yeah. How do you keep track of the days, man?
All I know is that when Wednesday comes, I'm off. That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Today's my half day. I was like, okay, I'll agree to 5 14-hour days. I said, but on the sixth day, I'd like to either sleep in or leave early. Or I can I pop in and out throughout the day. So, you know, come in the morning, do my morning stuff that I need to help them with, leave for a few hours, come back and help with lunch stuff, leave for a few hours and then come back and help with dinner stuff and then leave.
Yeah.
So I like to mix it up differently. Depending.
Good. Because it's like your Friday, you know, on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, sounds good. So enjoy your day off tomorrow.
Woo.
Did you make any plans?
I mean, the show.
Yeah, but then you need to fill the day with stuff.
I guess so. I started therapy.
Oh,
yeah.
Like a Zoom, Skype type?
Skype therapy, yeah. The guy's really great. I spoke to him when I first moved to LA, and I just didn't have the cash at the time. And now that in the position that I'm in, I have the cash and also desperately need it in my living work situation. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, here we go. So it's my third session with him. He's really great. And then after that, I don't know, I might have a social distance hangout with a friend.
Oh.
Yeah, from New York who lives here now. So, yeah.
Nice.
What did you do for your birthday?
Well, my birthday actually was very nice. Saturday night before that, we went to the beach to see those blue waves. Have you heard about those?
No.
They're like luminescent, the waves.
Oh, is it from the under
plankton?
The plankton, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's unbelievable. I never heard of it before. I've lived here
all
these
years. I
didn't
know they had it here.
I know.
I thought that was in other countries, like the movie The Beach. It's like a beach off a small island in Thailand or something. I don't know.
Really? So they had that in the movie?
Yeah, in the movie, yeah.
Oh, wow. So it's cool. It's kind of like turquoise color.
Yeah.
And you stand by the water, and it's not every minute, but as the waves come in, they call it bioluminescent or something, right?
Yeah. Really cool.
Something
they start
like
glowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like the water is emitting color, you know? It's like
That's
neon.
Amazing. Yeah.
I know.
So cool. What beach did you see that?
Went to Malibu, where the rocks are.
Yeah.
Because all of PCH was full of people.
I bet.
Everybody wanted to see this.
Yeah.
So you couldn't even find a place to park.
How long does it last? Just the one day?
No. I think it lasts for a while. I mean, people have been going for
Is it still happening now?
A few days. Well, it happened Saturday night, so I would imagine probably
that may be
still
a fun activity.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
But obviously you have to go in the dark, so you have to go at night.
Maybe I'll do that tomorrow night.
Yeah, do that. And you can go to the marina and all these places, but apparently a lot of people go to see it. So
now is the, pardon my ignorance, but is the water, the ocean water here, is it blue or is it green? On the east
it's
Atlantic,
green.
It's green, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is it? I thought it would be blue here.
I know.
I just anticipated blue water here. just seems like the California thing to do.
I know. Isn't it like blue when it's shallow, when it's not as deep?
Not necessarily.
No? So it can be deep blue.
The Jersey Shore is just like a dark, dark green no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. The water here is not tempting for me at all, you know.
Yeah.
It's too cold. It's dirty sometimes. And then it's got all the seaweeds and stuff like that.
Ew, you know? I hate that.
I know. So it's like all over the place.
You got to pick it out of your butt when you go home. It's the worst. I always hate that.
Yeah.
The last time I went to the shore was over the summer. I was at the Jersey Shore. We call him our honorary cousin because he's basically part of the family. He's been roommates with both my brother and sister, but he has a beach house down in the Jersey Shore now. And we all went to the shore, and it was like all you could feel was just this like hairy seaweed just sticking your legs underwater, and you're like, oh, oh, just like shaking your leg off the entire time. Like, what was that? What was that? Something touched me.
I know. So, it's disgusting. And then when it's up, when it's out on the beach, then it stinks and there's flies on it.
And then the flies are on you. And
right.
Yeah.
And, you know, our sand is not that fine, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like all these things together. It's like, maybe our beaches are good for surfing and, you know, catching some sun. But, I mean, look, you can jog, you can do things and stuff, but swimming is not one of the things I like to do. Now, when you go to Hawaii, on the other hand,
sure,
you know, you can't not go in the water. It's just so attractive.
Even somewhere like St. Pete, I visited a friend in St. Pete or Tampa, and I was like, can you just drop me off at the beach one day? And it was just miles and miles of white, blinding sand, and the water was so clear and blue, and I just drank frozen pina coladas by myself and smoked weed on the beach all day. It was a dream. And we went in the water. I was like, are there little fish swimming around my feet? I can't, or am I stoned? I can't tell. I like could not tell.
Yeah. I was actually thinking, looking at the water, that if you didn't know about it, you go sit by the beach, on the beach or whatever, and you watch the water, suddenly it starts glowing and you go, I'm fucked up, man.
Yeah.
What am I seeing here?
Yeah.
It's like impossible.
There's always a glow to the beach in general, but especially when you're stoned, there's that extra, it's almost like a halo, you know? You're just like, oh, it's beautiful.
Well, yeah, we like to talk about weed here. You brought me a couple things here, like some edibles.
Yeah, for your birthday.
Yeah, thank you. So there's like slips, skin slips, which is like, what are they? Like strips you put under your tongue.
So there's sublingual tabs that I, my bag was way heavier.
Sublingual meaning under your tongue. Okay,
under your tongue, gotcha. Yeah, it dissolves. I like the micro doses, cause sometimes they do deals on them. The first time I got these, I had, they had a deal going on. Atrium always has fantastic deals. They had, and they're also vegan, discreet, rapid onset and all natural. So you put one under your tongue, it hits within 15 minutes and it's over in 2 to 3 hours. Cause for me, I feel like, especially now that I smoke less than I used to smoke a lot more. For
tolerance me, is lower.
My tolerance is lower. Yeah. So for me, taking an edible, I'm like, I can't too for much, 8 hours. You know what I mean? Especially now while I'm working and things like that, like just trying to make, I usually make a huge dinner spread for the family. Yeah. And I just like can't navigate the timing of everything when I'm that stoned. But these are great. So they hit 2 to 15 minutes and 2 to 3 hours, you're gone. So these are 5 milligram THC microdose.
Right.
So no matter what, there are 100 milligrams per pack. And you get to decide whether you want 10 milligram slips or 25 milligram slips.
I see. Okay.
So you can take two or take one. This is indica. It's the float on.
So we'll see if it's true, then in 15 minutes I should feel something.
I mean, probably like 5 minutes at this point.
I don't know.
It says
the stuff doesn't affect me. I'm telling you.
It says hints of watermelon and mint. Did you get any watermelon or mint?
I didn't get any of that.
I got some like sour mint. but they're BPA free, one calorie, diabetic safe, gluten free. Mm. They have really great, I don't know, they're like carved flowers and stuff into the package. It's really cool. But yeah, they Atrium always has a ton of deals going on there. And the first time I bought these, I got two packs for $13. It was like buy one for $12, get a second one for $1. So I was like, oh, nice. Yeah.
So they have deals on flour too?
Yeah, all the time.
They do?
All the time.
Okay, I'll have to check it out because the delivery people, the other day, I ordered something. I wait 2 hours. The guy comes and I pay him. The bag, I took the bag, open it like outside on the street. Neighbors can see. And I don't know. I just didn't want to open it. But I knew something's wrong. I go inside. It's only a third of the order. So then I texted them. They said, oh, yeah, we made a mistake. It was already late at night. Okay, bring it in the morning. So right in the morning, he brought the rest. And that was good. But, you know, it's like one thing about it is you don't really see what you're getting, you know. They have pictures and stuff, but that doesn't mean anything.
Is this the same company that gave you the different percentage THC?
No, I decided not to go with them anymore.
Okay, so you switched. A different
company, right.
How many times have you ordered from the new company?
Twice, maybe.
Okay, are you happy so far besides that one?
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, I'm happy with all of them. You know, it does take a while because of high demand now and everything.
Definitely high demand.
Everyone's getting high.
Please, for the love of God, bring me some weed.
Thank goodness they left those dispensaries open, you know.
I know.
So they know people need this shit, you know?
Well, thank God they consider it medication.
Yeah.
I don't know why the liquor stores are open.
Well, people would rebel if you didn't have that, you know?
I know.
I mean, alcohol sales are up so much now.
Yeah. I mean, I love that there's more panic around the liquor stores not being open. Like, if people gave as much effort towards keeping liquor stores open during a pandemic as they did to have healthcare for the entire country, we'd probably be like in a decent position. I'm like, come on, people.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know. So at any rate, so that was Saturday night, and then Sunday. I was surprised. My ex, Dina, you know, we're still very close and stuff. So
second one, right?
Yeah, the second wife, yeah. So, I mean, we've been divorced for like 6 years already. But,
sure.
But, you know, somehow we stick around as good friends. And so she threw a whole thing for me. I said, I don't want anything. Don't embarrass me. And she's just like... She's like, at 10:30, be in your backyard. I don't need you in the front, right?
Yeah.
So I got up like at 9:30 and I'm going to the kitchen and through the window I see like red all over and I'm looking, it's like red balloons on the driveway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's going on? You know, she's doing something and I don't know what it is. She took a table outside and stuff. She's like, don't come outside. So then I figured, this is going to be like a drive-by or something.
Something, yeah.
Even though I told her, I said, I don't want drive-bys, you know, because it puts a lot of attention on me. And I don't want the neighbors to know what's going on. But sure enough.
Awkwardly sure enough, bashful. A
convoy honking and everything, driving past the house with music and... signs and balloons and embarrassed the shit out of me, but it was nice.
Oh,
you know?
Did anyone take a video?
Yeah, we have a video.
Oh, can you send it to me?
Thank you. I will. I didn't want to put it online because I don't like to publicize my life too much, you know?
Yeah.
My personal life, at any rate.
A celebration for your birthday, though. I mean, we're talking about it on the show.
I know.
The viewers want to see it.
And then, of course, all the pictures we took of us. Because then everybody parked and we got together on the driveway and we ate cake and stuff. And it was very nice, you know. But we did everything. I'm like, why are we doing this in the front? We can do it in the back.
Sure.
But they're like, so, you know, so people don't think we're like gathering too many people. And that way they can see.
They can see, yeah.
So they don't see this.
I like that. I like that mindset.
So we were... outside having fun, a few people, my closest family. And so it was very nice. I mean, the cake, I'll have to show you a picture of the cake, but it's the number 60, and it's all made of like chocolate bars and candy and strawberries. Yum. And chocolate and just amazing. You know, I'll show you a picture afterwards. And that was amazing. And that's it. You know, no gifts. I don't really like gifts.
Yeah.
I don't like to receive gifts because I don't want to put people out and stuff. So
I know. I always feel weird. Yeah. I always feel super awkward. Someone gives me a gift. I always feel like really open to giving other people gifts. But when someone gives me one, I'm like, no.
Right?
I'm like, no, yeah. I don't want to take it.
But it shows like some lack of self-esteem, you know, because you feel you don't deserve it, right?
Yeah, I just feel like, oh, like now I owe you something or something. I'm like, don't.
Yeah,
give it
like
to
you
me.
Had to go out of your way for me and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but people like that, you know, you should just embrace it. It's like a compliment, you know?
I know, but then I feel like some people are genuine givers where they want to just give you things just to give them to you with no expectation in return. And some people, like my brother and sister, they have these gift battles with each other where like they have to like outdo the other one. And I'm like, that's too much pressure for me. First of all, I don't want to spend like $300 on you for like both birthday and holidays, like constantly, you know. I'm more about like meaningful, smaller gifts, not like here's a huge screen TV, you
right,
know.
Yeah, that's too much.
So, yeah, it just makes me feel weird, like under weird pressure to then do the same for that person or bigger.
Right.
You know, I don't like that.
At the risk that you won't do enough or something, right?
Totally, totally, totally.
Well, yeah, that's a fucked up way of thinking, but I think the same way.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you can't help but have it in the back of your head. I feel like,
yeah.
I mean, when I give people things, I don't expect that, but I feel like other people do.
Yeah. You know why I think that is? We're probably like basically givers, you know, and that's why it is. There's takers. They have no problem receiving things,
totally.
You know, right?
There was a TikTok that I saw, and this girl was like, other girls when their man gives them a gift, and the girl's like holding up like, I forget what it was. I think it was like I don't know, like an award or something. And she's like dancing like, wee. And then she goes, me when my man buys me a cup of coffee, and she's like, like so reluctant to take it. And she's like, no, it's okay. And then walks away. I'm like, that's so me. That is so me. I'm like, no, don't buy me anything.
Well, I hope at least you buy stuff for yourself.
Do you treat absolutely
yourself? Good.
I bought myself a new pair of Vans.
Oh,
that
really?
Was great. I bought myself some new bands. I've just been
really,
yeah,
what, like online and stuff?
Yeah. Amazon.
I know, it sucks we can't go anywhere, you know.
I mean,
it really is sad, you know. You go, you drive by, you see restaurants that have takeaway and stuff, but they're empty. You know, obviously, most of the places are closed.
I know. So, walking up to Starbucks and there's a table outside, like half of my joy of going to Starbucks is being able to smell the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like one of those magical things. And then the inside of my shirt will smell like coffee for like an hour. I'm like, I just love smelling like Starbucks.
I used to sit out there all the time outside and everything.
Yeah.
Up until a few years ago, they still allowed smoking out there, you know, so everybody would smoke. But I would always think, I feel bad for the people that don't smoke. They have to go through this gauntlet of people smoking.
Yeah. All they can think about is like,
smoke,
like 40 years in their future on their deathbed from like lung cancer with secondhand smoke. And you're like, they're just going to remember me.
So, yeah, today it seems strange that they did allow it, but...
I know. I mean, I'm thinking of somewhere like Sephora. All those lipsticks. I would see girls, because I worked at a Sephora, I would see girls come in and open... You know, they have the big display cases with all the products, and they would, like, open a lip gloss and, like, use one of the wands, but then, like, double dip it.
Yeah.
You know, like, all of that...
That's terrible.
That testing is over.
Yeah.
Makeup testing.
Yeah. Probably a lot of things are over, huh?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I know. I think my boss posted something yesterday that said, it said something like, let me pull it up.
Okay.
It's actually really funny. Don't worry, this will be quick.
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, this virus is like, it's changing our lives forever.
I know.
You know?
It says, pretty wild how we used to eat cake after someone had blown on it. Good times.
That's true, right?
Like, I've thought that my whole life, man. Everyone's just finally on my radar, on my level of radar. I mean, not quite my level of it, but they're getting there.
God, all the things we didn't think about before. Mm. You know, like blowing on cakes. And,
I always thought of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're a germophobic.
I know. I'm like, finally, everyone's like, like, everyone else can feel the neuroses as well. It's not just me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not weird anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Like people that stay home a lot, you know, now they don't feel different. You know, they're like, yeah, join the club, you know.
Totally. I was talking to a friend of mine about this because her and I both have a tendency to, you know, battle with like depressive behaviors, like staying at home or isolation and things like that. And we were both talking about how, you know, we're like on lockdown. The world's like, you have to do what you've been doing and wanted to do all along, but you don't have to feel guilty about it now. I'm like,
exactly.
Yeah, I totally get that. That's the part of me that was kind of bummed out that I had to work during quarantine.
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of like, man, it's my time to shine.
It's also why you're not that eager for things to open, right? I mean, it seems like you're okay.
I'm fine, but at this point, I kind of regret a lot of the times that I didn't go out when I had the chance. Like all of the times I blew off plans, I'm like, definitely going to do that less if I can. I mean, who knows, in a month I'll probably be isolating again. But
it's terrible with this isolation, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, now the talking about like, I guess, well, obviously drive-thrus are more popular, but they're talking about more drive-ins, you know, like movie theaters. Have you ever been to a drive-in before?
No, I haven't. I've always wanted to.
Yeah. You see, they don't have many of them anymore. I mean, at least around here, I don't know of any.
Yeah.
But
it's a great idea.
Back in the 70s, 80s, it was very popular. I mean, we'd have sex while watching the movie in the car.
Yeah.
I was a teenager then.
I imagine, right? Yeah. And, I'm sure you weren't the only ones.
Yeah, I'm sure. It was like, there was like a speaker outside. You put it on the window.
That's amazing.
Today, they probably do it with phones and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say audio. A Bluetooth or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they started doing it into the radio in the cars, like later, like in the 90s or
Put it on like this channel or that channel.
Right.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So then they didn't need all those speakers. But, yeah, it sounds like a good idea, you know, right now.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many of them they're going to actually open.
How nice would it have been to be able to go to drive-in movies during quarantine?
Yeah.
You know, that could have been a fun activity.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, you know, people are going, they're going now to things like that, you know.
Yeah.
And now they're showing, like, in Portland, Oregon, they have a... they have go-go dancers there, like strippers. So they created a strip club in the parking where people come for food. And while they're waiting for the food, they're watching the dancers.
Oh, my gosh.
And pasties and shorts and stuff. You know? So, and I'm like, I don't get going to these clubs, you know? I mean, or going for, like, topless. I mean, when we went... when I was young, we went a couple times with my friends and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, give me full nude or nothing. You know what I mean?
Totally.
I don't need to just go and see some fake boobs and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I know that.
It was weird. I mean, the first time I must have been like 20, 21 years old.
Yeah.
It was weird, man.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I worked in a strip club for a year. And and I'll tell you, I always thought it was really weird because I had been to other strip clubs before, but no one ever really ordered food. And this one was kind of like in the heart of like South Philly, and we had our chef was like a fantastic chef. He did a ton of soul food, so people would come in and just like eat a bunch of soul food and you know, tip a couple people and leave.
Right.
But I think a lot of people came for, they do grinding and stuff,
yeah,
and they pay for that. Which I think is kind of funny. It's it also a status funny. Thing with some people.
Yeah.
So
it's what do you mean?
Like, it's what you see in like music videos, like going to the club and dancing with like the strippers, and it's like part of a huge like a culture, you know, it's strip club culture is a thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
So people go like a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had regulars that came all of the time.
Wow.
You wouldn't anticipate having regulars in a place like that. But right. Yeah, I mean, I saw mostly the same people constantly.
They keep coming back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. I know.
That's crazy, man. I mean, yeah, you see, men will spend money on anything, man, that has to do with sex.
You know? I know. So easy.
Yeah.
So easy.
It's funny. I heard the other day. My niece, well, it's Tina's niece, but she's married. She's like in her 30s. And apparently this guy sent her a note asking if she's looking for a sugar daddy. I'm like, what the fuck did that come from, you know? And so guys have no problem just asking women, you know. Things that are outrageous. I mean, I would never say that to a woman, you know?
Oh my gosh. And here's the thing. As like a female, especially one of like the internet kind of age, myself and a lot of the other women I know, we've all experimented with ways to respond to people like that. Yeah. So there's kind of like, you know, fuck off, get out of here, which never really, it either sparks like, rage filled responses, or they like it, which is a whole other issue.
Really?
Yeah.
They want to be abused verbally.
Some people, yeah. Wow. Among other things. And then some people you respond to, like, you know, you're just kind and you're like, hey, like, no, thank you, blah, blah, blah. And they still respond with like rage, like, I'll kill you, or like, I'm going to find you, and things like that, just because you turn them down.
Yeah.
You know, so there's no real safe way to respond to somebody. And sometimes you don't answer them at all. That's and they're true. Like, oh, you think you're too good for me to answer me and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, dude, I am not thinking of you that much to even feel any type of way.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So
thank goodness today you can block them and stuff, you know, and then you don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
But then when you go out and you get assholes like that, that's a different thing altogether.
Totally.
You know?
I know.
You're right. If you piss them off in person, man, they could be like, they could go do desperate things, you know?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, if someone's headspace is in a place enough. Also, I want to know, like, who has said okay to you? Yeah. Like, who have you said a gross comment to? And they've been like, yeah, sure, great, come over.
Yeah.
Like,
or sent the dick pic to, you know?
Oh my God, an unsolicited one. And they're never like good looking ones. I think one guy on Snapchat actually sent me one like 2 or 3 months ago. And for the first time, I was like, huh. I was like, that okay. Yeah, I was like, that one was okay. But most of the time, they're like the most hideous ones you could ever imagine.
Really?
Like weird coloring and always like slimed up. And
wow.
Yeah. But this time I was like, oh, okay.
Send another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
it was
man.
Interesting. He was French. I was like, Frenchie's packing. Wow. It was impressive. It was like I was in the grocery store too, walking down like the frozen foods aisle, and I look at my phone and I was like, oh, and like hit it to myself. I was like, okay. It's like I'm in public right now.
So how did he find you? On Snapchat or something?
Yeah, we started talking on a dating site.
Oh, I see.
And you can always pick out the pervs right away, because like the guy I've been talking to for a couple months now during quarantine, he still hasn't said a single gross thing to me. Mm-hmm. So polite. Whereas most of the time within the first like conversation, they're trying to like have phone sex or like text sex or sexting, whatever it's called. and things like that, or they're immediately trying to get or send a photo to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So they,
and it's like right away, huh?
Yeah, they usually within the first day. Sometimes within the first couple of minutes.
Well, maybe some women respond to that. Maybe otherwise they wouldn't do it. Yeah.
I guess. I'm like, we're all complaining about this, so who's secretly accepting this?
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe another woman who thinks the dick pic is attractive.
It was one time. One time out of many. Yeah. I know, and sometimes really weird positions. Dudes are always like in super, like when women take photos of themselves for men, like it's always some like posed, like it's very set up and posed. Guys are always just in this like kind of pose. You're like, dude, like just relax. Like, why are you squeezing it like that? Like,
wow.
Yeah. It's very different.
Yeah. Guys look at it as a weapon, you know? I mean, you know? And they need to be proud of it, you know?
I mean, women view theirs as weapons too, in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's weird out there.
Except your weapon is more like stealth, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like the guy just pulling it out and going, here, you know, I'll beat you up with that.
Totally. But in reality, dudes are more like a bunch of like 7-year-old sword fighting.
Yeah.
Like they're just like, like, just calm down.
Like pissing contests, you know?
Yeah, totally. Like, just relax. It's not all that serious.
No, guys are, to me, guys are weird. I think guys are weird.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's Amy Schumer? No, I think there's a male comedian, I think, actually, that said this. He said, you know, if the story I said just grossed you out, I want you to know, and this is a fact, your man is only as gross as you let him be.
Really?
Yeah, meaning like dudes are so gross, but they reel it in based on what they think you can handle.
Yeah. And they reveal it a little at a time.
Right? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Wow. Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, New York was like the weirdest with that kind of stuff. Dating was like, I would be single for a really long time and then I'd be like, yeah, let me hit the dating sites, and I'd go on like some Tinder dates or whatever here and there. And every single time I was like, I had this 3-month streak where every single like dude I brought back, it was just like such a shit show of a situation. Like one dude was like, asked if I would put him in a cage and pee on him. Another dude, I'm just like, what is this? There's like diaper fetish, like all sorts of things. And I just, I'm a little more.
Guys have no problem
expressing
it, huh? Their interest in that stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Cages and urine, wow.
I know.
Where the fuck does that come from?
It's New York.
You know, people, you have to have been so abused to want something like that, you know? Where does it come from?
I mean, they say psychologists, because I've read a bit about this, and psychologists believe that if you're more dominant in the workplace or you have a high-stress job, you're more willing to want submissive position during sexual acts and things like that. So, like a really high-profile lawyer is very likely to want to be handcuffed or put in a cage or have a diaper fetish or things like that.
Jeez.
Yeah. So people in really high stress positions usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say people are opposite in bed of what they are in day to day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I am, but what do I know, right?
You should call all of your exes and see what they have to say.
I haven't done it in so long, I don't even know who I am anymore. I don't know what the hell.
I know, you start to feel a bit asexual after a while.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I know. I feel that.
I sort of like lost my interest. I'm like, okay, I'll just stay like this. It's easier.
Yeah, like I feel like it just it glosses over like a Barbie.
Yeah.
Where like none of the parts are there. It's just like a weird outline or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to feel bad for the first person you go out with because, you know, you're going to be like so...
rusty?
Yeah. Is that the word I'm looking for? I don't know.
a quick finish.
But yeah, you may not even be quite there, you know. I don't know. But well, now with quarantine, we can actually justify it.
Yeah, totally. For the first time, everyone's off the hook at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. I know.
I wonder what people are doing with the dating apps now. You know?
People are still meeting up and hooking up.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. I don't think it's amazing, but I mean, it is what it is.
Exactly. People are people, you know. Not everybody can hold out for like years.
I know. It's a special kind to be able to do that. I have friends that are like, I haven't had sex in a month. And I'm like, girl. Yeah. I'm like, I think the last time I did, I was living in New York.
Yeah. Girl, hold my beer.
Yeah, definitely hold my beer. Hold my smart water.
Yeah, I'll tell you what no sex means.
Yeah, they have no idea. Yeah. They have no idea. And then you have the couples who are like, I think, you know how like they have baby boomer?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if you have somebody, you know?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what sex workers are doing. They're probably busy too, huh?
Maybe. I wonder if they're wearing masks.
I mean, if someone's going to go to a prostitute, they probably don't care about masks and shit, you know?
I don't necessarily think that's true.
Because I think they're like high risk when you go to a prostitute.
Yeah, know? Absolutely. I mean, you have to kind of bag it up a bit. It's higher risk for sure, but
yeah.
I mean.
But you're not sure they'll do it without a mask or
something. Yeah, I don't know.
Social distancing.
Yeah. We could be like dolphins or something and just like jump up out of the air next to each other, and somehow that's how we conceive. Yeah. That's how dolphins do it.
Really?
They don't even really touch completely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Poor dolphins.
Well, the dolphin has like a really weird long ribbon looking ding dong.
Really?
Yeah, it's like it looks like a weird long. It almost looks like an umbilical cord, but like a little thinner, I think.
Well, I guess it has to be if that's the way they have sex.
Yeah, like social distance.
Yeah. You have to hook it in somehow.
Somehow, yeah.
Wow. I know.
Man.
Don't you get embarrassed when you see animals have sex?
Sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
I know, me too.
You're like, I feel weird.
I know, like especially when a dog starts humping, you know?
I know.
They look like so pathetic.
So pathetic, and they're always looking side-eye around like, And sometimes when you push them down, their butts still do the thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, stop, you're not even like touching anything. They just like, their body just naturally moves in a hump position. Yeah. Like, stop.
So that's how humans are.
I know.
Human males are, you know?
Oh, I had this fur blanket, and my boy cat, Duncan, he used to try and hump it all the time. Yeah. All the time. And I had pushed him over a couple times, and his weird little triangle cat dick was sticking out. And I was like, dude, put it away, man. Like, you're my son. I don't want to see that. You're my child.
I know. It's the weirdest thing, man.
Pull it back up.
And, the shit we're accustomed to, man.
I know. And my best friend, Sean, whenever he'd stay with me and I'd be at work, he would just take videos of my cat doing that to my blanket. I'm like, dude, push him off. Like, make him stop. And he thought it was so funny.
I know.
I'm like, no, I don't want his little cat thing rubbing all over my stuff. And then I'm going to, like, pull the blanket up to my face while I'm sleeping.
God.
Like, no. I'm like, stop. Ew. He just loved that blanket. I called it his girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, at least he had something.
I know. It's better than him trying to hump his sister.
Yeah. I know. Weird.
So weird.
Yeah. Even in sex, I mean, we get into weird positions when you think about it, you know?
If you get lost enough in it, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you like, and the expressions on the face and stuff, it's just like,
yeah,
it's weird.
It's definitely weird. And do you ever like afterwards, you're kind of like,
yeah, what did I just do?
It just sometimes like, even like watching porn and stuff, like sometimes things feel like a good idea until afterwards.
Until afterwards,
then you're like, ew.
It just shows you what sex drive, how powerful it is. You know?
So powerful. It can convince you that something that you,
yeah, you know,
in your right mind would be against.
You have politicians who put their careers on the line just to screw somebody, you know?
Yeah.
And that shows you that it probably bypasses the logical part of the brain completely, you know?
Yeah.
Because you don't think, you just act on it, you know?
Yeah, man.
But, and then it gets worse if it's someone that you don't really have feelings for, right?
Yeah.
Then you're like, what did I just do?
Oh, man. I don't know
one night stands can be like that, yeah.
Yeah, I slept with a friend that I was really close with, and I was not attracted to him at all, like at all. But we had been working on a cartoon, and like I had never even considered it or thought about it. So to me, him crashing on the other end of my bed with like a pillow between us was no big deal, because he had done like so many times before, never felt a thing. But one night in the middle of the night, it was just like the time.
Wow.
And it happened, and we didn't kiss and we didn't touch otherwise. It was just very clinical.
It was very animal.
Yeah. Yeah. It was clinical for me.
I see.
and then I was like, hey, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I remember actually when I was in my 20s, I had a female friend and she was married too, mm-hmm. but we were like friends, you know? So, one day, so she would help me like find girls, and you know, I mean, I was in my early 20s, so to find women to hook up with and stuff like that, you know.
Sure.
But then one day she says, you know, don't you realize I'm really attracted to you, and you know, and all this, and I'm like, well, you know, so what do you want to do, you know? I mean, what am I supposed to do?
She's like, I'm kind of asking you what you want to do.
Right, right. So it was sort of like, I mean, you did have to twist my arm for me to do it, because we were friends, you know, and she's married too.
Yeah.
And I never cheated on anybody. I mean, I never cheated on anyone. She actually cheated, but it was still, you know, I mean, to someone I knew.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know how she weaseled herself into it, and we did it. And then afterwards, I felt we couldn't be friends anymore, you know?
Yeah. Totally.
It's not the same.
It's a risk that you have to be willing to take.
Yeah.
You know, if that line gets crossed.
And I think in male-female friendships, often at least one wants to do it, you know? Even if you're just friends and stuff, at least one probably thinks about it, you know?
Right, or has at least considered.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, I mean, my daughter has a roommate now, right? And so they've been fighting and shit like this about the thermostat, the air conditioning.
Ugh, I hate that battle.
Yeah, all that
other
shit.
I'm like, it stays set on cold.
Right. And then he leaves his dishes dirty and all this shit. So they have a lot of friction.
Are they both straight?
No, actually, my daughter's not.
Okay.
Yeah. I found out a few years ago.
Yeah.
But... so the other day he just goes, do you want to fuck? And she's like, where the fuck did that come from? You know?
Yeah.
So
that's
it just
awkward.
Shows you that it's like, guys are like, they don't give a shit, you know?
I mean, I think for instances like that, I think women are definitely susceptible to those decisions as well.
Right.
But I do think that sometimes men get a little more lost in it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not a knock to them. It's just, you know, that's a super awkward situation.
Yeah. I mean, they've been friends. It's not like they're just roommates.
Right.
They've been friends since they were kids.
Yeah. I mean, some people are really fluid and that's totally fine. And some people are willing to take that jump, and some people are fluid and not willing to take that jump.
Right.
But
it's not like, at least the... Like if they had been close or something. I mean,
right.
They've been fighting. You
well,
know?
That could have been that extra tension building up.
Yeah,
a lot of people fighting is a positive tension.
Not in this case.
Yeah, not for her. At least for him, though.
He's abusing her emotionally and verbally. I told her she's got to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, for sure. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. He's a psycho. But no wonder. I mean, she told me a little bit about his background. I mean, he's got a twin, and they both grew up in like foster homes, not with parents
that's
around.
That's rough.
Yeah, so you end up like that, you know?
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, I think even in well-balanced homes, I find that a lot of people just have a hard time with boundaries, even for themselves. And if people can't put boundaries up for others, they can't. They obviously have none for themselves, you know, so.
Yeah. And, you know, he was inviting people over while she's, like, sick and stuff. And
idiot.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah.
So karma hit him pretty fast. The other day, my daughter told me he got a ticket for violating the public health order.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
Good. How much was the ticket, do you know?
I don't know. No, I'm curious. She didn't know. Just somebody, I don't know, maybe his brother told him or something. But yeah, I mean, people do crazy shit, and you know, I felt like I need to deal with him, but then I thought it's just going to make things worse, you know. I'll probably punch him in the face, and then he's going to fight with my daughter and stuff. It's better just to wait until she moves out. And
yeah, it'll cause extra tension.
Yeah, you don't want that. I mean, people like this are unstable. You know, he's going to come back with a gun or something.
Something. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, or so just like emotional warfare.
Right.
And her having to live with it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I know. So I still been getting up at actually a little earlier now at 5:45 in the morning.
Wow, you're really getting it.
I'm getting it. And yesterday I was ahead $200. Today I was ahead $1,200.
Ooh.
Yeah,
look
on
at
the
that.
Simulator.
That's exciting.
So yeah, because it's taking me closer to actually doing it with real money, which is scary, but at the same time, you know, it's like such a thrill, you know.
It's a birthday streak.
Even, I'm even pretending that I'm on real money when I'm using the simulator.
Sure.
So I'll be careful, you know, because you wanna make sure you know what your limits are.
Right, and you're starting to learn the strategies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of developed my own strategy, and it's working.
Mm.
Yeah, I was like totally in the flow today. But, of course, every time I say this, the following day.
Totally, you jinx yourself.
Right, but yeah. I'm never going to lose much anymore because now I know. Now I know.
Yeah.
You know, how to avoid it and stuff. But, and it's not always going to be easy. I mean, the guy that teaches it, he did shitty today. And I did great, you know, so you never know.
Yeah.
Everybody does
Everyone
things
has
differently.
Their days.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome, though.
I know,
I'm excited.
Man. I know. I can't wait till I just like, because this is something you can take to retirement with you, you know? I mean, eventually, I'm not going to work as hard anymore, or not going to have a job, whatever. But because I don't want to like be under pressure forever.
Sure.
You know, but
I feel like you're the kind of person, though, that would get bored.
No, I would. That's why I'm looking for things to do.
Yeah.
And this would be good. This would be a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm learning, man. I'm learning. I like it a lot, you know.
Good.
And I never saw myself as someone that is I always saw myself as very risk averse, you know. I never thought I'd take chances and stuff, but you know, it's like you take small steps and then you increase it and stuff. And I'm just thinking, I mean, these guys are making $100,000 a month. I mean, fuck.
God, that's a dream.
That's so much money.
That's so amazing. That's
right?
What I want to make every month. $100,000 a
month.
Even
if you made it in a year for working an hour or two a day, you know. And
great.
Yeah, right?
Great.
You'll do it. All right, well, once I'm good, I'll teach you that, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Great. Sounds good.
Everybody wants to learn it, though.
I can use something, you know? Yeah. I know everyone's probably like, that's dumb. And then they see when you start to make money, then everyone jumps on board.
Yeah. You know? But my son's interested and my friend's interested. And I'm like, yeah, why not, you know?
Yeah.
But you gotta understand the risks as well, you know? Because once you lose real money, it's hard, you know?
Yeah, it's a whole different pill to swallow.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not a gambler, so I never lost money like this, you know. Like,
yeah.
You know, for just an activity, you know. I mean, if I used money, it was to buy something. It was, you know. So
it's got to be a bit of an adrenaline rush.
It really is. You know, I mean, today I was like, and I had and today I was stuck with a trade that I had to end because I was running out of time. I had to get ready to come here, right?
Sure.
And I'm like, come on, come on. You got to come down the price, because I bet the price coming down and it wouldn't come down. And I thought, but eventually it will, you know. Yeah. I just don't have time anymore. I have to get ready.
Right.
So I put it like you can do like a buy order when it reaches a certain price. It'll do it automatically.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I just set it up and then went in the shower, came back out. It took care of it.
All right.
You know, it was fine.
Right.
So you see, I'm learning all these things, you know.
Amazing. Do you ever leave the show, go back home and do more of it?
It's only until 1.
Yeah.
But the other day, I think actually Friday when I was down like 1,500, I went back home and made back 600 of it right before the close.
Wow.
Yeah. Because all the action happens in the first 90 minutes and then maybe the last 30 minutes of the day.
Sure.
That's when there's a lot of activity. So that's when you do it. But yeah, it's tempting to do it all the time, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But like I said, not every hour is good, because if there's no action, then the price is not moving. And if it's not moving, you're not making money.
Mm.
That's how it works. All right. Well, Jen, this is it for today.
See you tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow? Let's see. Yeah, I do have, we have a guest on Thursday, but she was scheduled a long time ago to come in here. So I'm going to talk to her, see if she can, if we can change the day where she can call on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah. So
we can work Thursday too if you want.
Yeah. Yeah. But okay. So let's just plan on being here tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Take care. Thanks for listening, everybody.
See you then.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.